Young people in India, like everywhere else in the world, have embraced the cell phone, using it for everything from calling home to contacting members of the opposite sex. The cell phone and other technological innovations are changing traditional courtship patterns, says Indian sociologist Radhika Chopra.
So the behavior of teenagers and young adults in public space was much more visible and regulatable, you might say. You couldn't express unwanted love, let us say, in a public space, and you still can't, actually. But the internet and the mobile phone have created kind of subset of society of youngsters in the same age group, of the same kind of backgrounds, or even across class and caste backgrounds and so on. And I think this has actually enabled them to be much more independent in their thinking about, let's say, things like what kind of marriage would they look for.
Not all young Indians welcome the new freedoms. Isha, a fashionable young woman in New Delhi, rejects overtures via text messages.
Once or twice it happened, some unknown people text me and then I just tell them to, you know, just mind their own business and not to disturb me.
Advances in communications via the internet and cell phone are having similar impacts on other traditional societies such as Iran. They are helping to break down religious and other restrictions, says Arthur Molella, head of the Lemelson Center on Technology and Innovation in Washington.
If you have a society that is very restrictive about public relationships between men and women still have to get together in some way, and these technologies provide a means of making appointments with one another that weren't available before. So I think inevitably they have this kind of subversive effect to authority.
Including exposing repression in closed societies. Images of the protests in Tibet earlier this year were caught by digital cameras and transmitted to the outside world. The resulting international outcry over the Chinese crackdown is still resonating and threatens to spill over into the Olympic Games, which China is hosting. In China itself, the internet has served as a way to organize opposition to the construction of chemical plants and other projects viewed as harmful to health and the environment. And in Venezuela, anti-government demonstrations are being organized through text messaging. These mobilizations are hard to control, says Arthur Molella.
Just as the resistance in the Soviet Union took advantage of the fax machine at one time, these are infinitely more powerful technologies for getting information out very, very quickly. Governments usually have to catch up if they want to stop something proliferating on the internet. But I think it's this instant communication and talking back to authority, as it were, that is changing the political scene.
Molella and others say the full magnitude of these technological innovations and their impact on societies have yet to play out. Bill Rogers, VOA News.